Show me proof. Prove it, the skeptics challenge. I am reminded of Psalms 2, 1 through 4. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Men feel smug in their challenges for proof, assuming it can't be done. The reality is much to the contrary. At that day when men who pretend to yearn for truth stand before the God of all creation, the obvious they missed will be laughable. When God made Adam, he was a clay statue until God breathed up his nostrils. Genesis 2, verse 7, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Job 27, verse 3, All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. Inhale. The Spirit of God is in my nostrils. The breath of life is God. God is light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it states it that way. Light is laden with the information of life. Science has come to the conclusion that life is immortal, built on their premise that if we can still see the light of stars billions of light years away, then light must be immortal. All of God's creation testifies to him. Psalms 19, 1 through 3, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Men clamor for truth that they think can't be produced, while they breathe God with every breath, see him with every glimpse of light, and interact with the marvels of his handiwork. Surely God shall laugh. What about you? Have you been born again? Are you ready to acknowledge the obvious truth that Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son, the plan of salvation and way of escape for all who believe upon his holy name? Today he will wash all your sin and shame away. Today he will break all your bondages. Today you will become a brand new creature full of life and promise. Will you choose today as your day of salvation? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 33, verse 6, By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, John chapter 1, 7 through 9, The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. God said, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. God said, Matthew 6, 22 and 23, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? God said, Psalms 119, verse 130, The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Man said, The Bible has no relevance in today's enlightened world. Knowledge is our God. Our science will show the way. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 827 that will once again certify the inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these powerful features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Thank you for visiting today. Prepare yourself for a potent dose of Holy Ghost word therapy. When you see strange groupings of words in the Scriptures, it is time to stop and consider. When Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3, Except a man be born again, Nicodemus was perplexed by the strange grouping of words, so he stopped Jesus to question him about them. The born again understand these marvelous words to mean a literal new birth that begins when one repents of his sins and abandons them and believes upon the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. How real is it? A few highlights. It comes with a new father, a new name, a new glorious purpose, and a new promise of eternal life. Truly a strange grouping of words. At first exposure, we consistently find these strange groupings suggesting bizarre concepts such as God is light and God is word. John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Revelation 19:13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Could life-giving light and words actually literally be a person? Strange groupings of words, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. If this were true, we should see proof of this everywhere, and we do. Scientists were shocked to discover that DNA functions with a four-letter alphabet that constructs life via words, sentences, paragraphs, and chapters. Keep in mind that God is a spirit and that he created all that you see out of that which is invisible. Science was also shocked to discover that the microscopic atom just appears out of the invisible. The conclusion of some of science's great thinkers is that life is spiritual and not material at all. Everything is made out of invisible words, and the source of all life is in the photon, light. The childlike student of the Bible understands that words and light are interchangeable. Psalms 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. He giveth understanding unto the simple. Is this possible? From the God Said, Man Said feature, harnessing words, light, and health. Last week's feature demonstrated the supernatural veracity of Holy Writ that teaches the amazing interchangeability of words and light. Today's science confirms its accuracy. The Word of God that skeptics claim is irrelevant once again proves its holy authorship and ageless superiority. The amazing interchangeability of words and light is a very serious focus in the Bible. They are one and the same. Amazing discoveries in the field of science are confirming the oneness, the interchangeability of light and words. New research that began in the 1990s and continues on today has uncovered the astounding relationship between words, light, radiant information, frequencies, and DNA. This research was led by Dr. Jolter Gargajev. Consider the following information. The most astonishing experiment performed by Gargajev's group is the reprogramming of the DNA code and sequences using modulated laser light. From their discovered grammatical syntax of the DNA language, they were able to modulate coherent laser light and even radio waves and add semantics, meaning, to the carrier wave. In this way, they were able to reprogram in vivo DNA in living organisms by using the correct frequencies of DNA. The most impressive discovery made so far is that spoken language can be modulated to the carrier wave with the same reprogramming effect. Now, this is a baffling and stunning scientific discovery. Our own DNA can simply be reprogrammed by human speech, supposing that the words are modulated on the correct carrier frequencies. Whereas Western sciences uses complicated biochemical processes to cut and paste DNA triplets in the DNA molecule, Russian scientists using modulated laser light to do exactly the same thing. The Russians have proven to be very successful in repairing damaged DNA material in vivo. Laser light therapies based on Gargajev's findings are already applied in some European academic hospitals with success on various sorts of skin cancer. The cancer is cured without any remaining scars. End of quotes. Consider this paragraph published in the June 2011 issue of Scientific American. The author is Sean Brixey, Arts Chair, Center for Digital Arts and Experimental Media, University of Washington. In my recent work, I mostly make poems out of matter and energy. Some are small, exotic projects that at first blush seem nearly impossible. I built a work that exploits the phenomenon of sonoluminescence, in which extremely high-pressure sound waves and liquids create tiny sources of electromagnetic energy. The installation converts text from a computer keyboard to synthesize speech with enough sonic force to form and hold a tiny bubble at the center of a jar of water. The sound causes the bubble to implode and then form again 50,000 times a second. Through a process that is still not fully understood, the implosions generate a bright point of visible light. It is a star in a jar created by spoken word. End of quote. Oh, the amazing interchangeability of words and light and their oneness. God's words and light are interchangeable. Matthew 6, 22 and 23 demonstrates a strange grouping of words. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Again, from God Said, Man Said. The ability to convert words to light and light to health, for example, is a line of action to which the redeemed have ready access. Science was shocked to discover that every cell in the human body has on board a laser system far more sophisticated than anything man has developed. These lasers emit photons, coherent radiation, and with these emissions converse intercellularly via what science calls the language of light. How do thoughts, silent words, and spoken words turn into light in the body and produce a physical result such as health or disease? The following excerpts are from Dr. Don Corbett's book, Deadly Emotions. We can sum up in one word the basic communication link between what we think in the brain and what we experience in the cells of the body, neuropeptides. Those of you who are physicians or medical researchers may find this explanation overly simplified, but I ask for your patience. Dr. Candace Pert, a noted stress researcher, demonstrated that a certain class of our immune cells, the monocytes, have tiny molecules on their surface called neuroreceptors that are a perfect fit for neuropeptides. All of the monocytes have these receptor sites. The brain produces the neuropeptides, which are chains of amino acids, and conducts them along the nerve cells throughout the body. They are like the keys that fit into the molecular locks of every cell of the body. Dr. Pert has called them bits of brain floating through the body. The brain talks to the immune cells all over the body, and in turn, the immune system cells communicate back to the brain using these messengers called neuropeptides. If your brain interprets physical perceptions as anger, fear, or depression, every immune cell of your body knows that interpretation very quickly. End of quote. God gives to His children the amazing ability to harness the power of His creation words and to convert them into light into every cell of the body and every one of nearly 100 trillion cells. New medical analytics are presently being perfected to measure light emissions from the human body via body scans. Very sophisticated scanning cameras have been developed that scan the body for light emissions, which are given off by all living creatures. When the scanning camera detects abnormally low light levels, it suggests sickness or disease. When the cell no longer emits light, they are dead. God speaks of an internal light, one that can fill the body, a light that generates health and life. The skeptics mock such concepts and lift them up as examples of the ineptness of the Bible. Could Jesus be speaking accurately, Luke 11:34-36, the light of the body is the eye, therefore when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light, but when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, the light that which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. The principle of a single eye is an eye fixed upon Jesus Christ and Him alone. When this is accomplished, the Bible says the whole body will be filled with light. Science now has its own understanding of this truth. Psalms 119:130, again, the entrance of thy words giveth light, that giveth understanding unto the simple. How marvelously and literally true is the word of God. The Bible says, the entrance of thy words, the word of God, enters the mind and heart and illuminates the whole body. The interaction of words and light at the cellular level is truly staggering. Science now knows that perfectly modulated, coherent laser light can reprogram damaged cells, reprogramming damaged cells with the spoken language. How about Proverbs 18:31? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, end of quote. From the God Said, Man Said feature, language of light. Without light, no life could exist. Light is the life source, spiritually and physically. It travels at approximately 186,000 miles per second, delivering its goods to the earth. It brings life's energy, which all living creatures, including all plant life, tap into through a process known as photosynthesis. This process affects every single cell in the human body. The number of these cells are estimated to be between 65 and 100 trillion. When photosynthesis ends, death is the result. The following excerpt is from an interview conducted by investigative reporter Ken Klebs, published in April 2005 by the health publication Crusader. She was interviewing Jerry Brunetti, who is the managing director of AgriDynamics. The question to Brunetti was, "Can you explain how the immune system works?" Brunetti said, "Well, you have to have raw materials to feed the immune system, and you have to have components that modulate the immune system. Apparently, what's going on is that there's a communication breakdown among the cells. Cells communicate in the electromagnetic realm, or rather, they emit photons, which are light particles. Environmental toxins can block the frequencies that the cells communicate with. In other words, light is being emitted at a particular wavelength. Other cells are able to take that light as language and know how to do what they need to do. It's called photon repair. Scientists know it exists. They don't understand how it works, but they know that's what happens at the DNA level." End of quote. A photon is radiant energy, a unit of light intensity. 65 to 100 trillion cells in your body communicate by emitting light. Truly an internal lifelike. Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, a physicist from Munich, Germany, specializes in the study of biophotons, which are made up of electromagnetic waves. His laboratory is the largest of its kind in the world. The author, Sanford Frontmer, in his book Test and Grow Healthy, comments concerning Popp's studies. Photons are packages of energy, and bio means life, so biophotons are packages of the energy that carry the information of life. Biophotons are made up of electromagnetic waves with a frequency range of 10 to the 14th power to 10 to the 16th power hertz, and they carry the information of life. All living things absorb photons of these frequencies. All living things also produce photons of this frequency. And when one cell of a living organism communicates with other cells, it does so by sending photons of this electromagnetic frequency. Popp further found that when any living organism died, the biophotons carrying a bioelectromagnetic energy of 10 to the 14th power and 10 to the 16th power hertz immediately and completely left the body. When that energy was gone, life ceased. He also found that photons were coherent radiation. This means that they radiated laser beams. They could thus work between all single systems of cells at the highest speed possible, the speed of light. What's more, they had a higher coherence or constituted a much more refined technical system than the lasers we can produce with our advanced technology. While industrial lasers, emit only limited wavelengths, the biological system emits an infinite number of wavelengths, end of quote. It's interesting to note that earlier Brunetti said light is being emitted at a particular wavelength. Other cells are able to take that light as language and know how to do what they need to do. Imagine, the trillions of the body's cells communicate in a language of light. Remember, the God of light spoke us into existence with words, language, and all light carries language, information. When the single eye of the mind of a believer is fixed upon Christ, who is the true light, the believer's whole body will be filled with life-enhancing light. This reality should be able to be seen in quantitative measurements, and it is. In a feature on this website titled The Power of Going to Church, God Said, Man Said reports that health-enhancing and life-extending benefits of attending church where the mind is fixed upon light. The following excerpt is from that exciting feature. Hundreds of studies have been and are presently being conducted to ascertain whether there is any connection between religious faith and health. Some of the latest results are shocking to the unbelieving world. In 1999, the results of a study conducted by the University of Texas were published. 22,000 people were followed over a 9-year period. Those who attended church or synagogue more than once a week lived an average of 8 years longer than those who didn't. Let me say it another way. Those who attended church more than once a week lived 2,920 days, or 11% longer than those who didn't. A Yale study reported that churchgoers were less likely to become physically disabled. In a syndicated article released by Knight Ritter Newspapers, it was recorded. Several studies concluded that people who attended religious services regularly are hospitalized less often and have stronger immune systems than people who rarely or never attend. A church is a place to seek the face of God, to rejoice, to give thanks, and to be glad. On this website, an article titled A Merry Heart or a Broken Spirit discusses bone marrow. It shows that when one rejoices, is positive, is happy, the bone marrow manufactures red and white blood cells prolifically. White blood cells attack disease, and red blood cells bring food and oxygen to our bodies. This is, in fact, a powerful part of our immune system. Harvard's Mind-Body Institute found that those who prayed regularly were able to reduce blood pressure and ease symptoms of chronic pain and illness. Again, the Knight Ritter article cites a 1996 poll of family doctors that found 99% believed spiritual practices and prayer can be helpful in medical treatment, end of quotes. How about the strange grouping of words in John 1, 7 through 9? The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Lighting every man that cometh into the world? Science has begun to see this light. The January-February 2017 issue of Discover publishes the following under the heading Spark of Light. For potential parents struggling with fertility, bright eggs might be good eggs. Scientists at Northwestern University announced in April that they had recorded flashes of light from human eggs that may be an indicator of egg quality. Fertility clinics can identify healthy human sperm based on their movement and structure, but evaluating eggs has always been much less straightforward. Now, thanks to these flashes, that could get a lot easier. The sparks are associated with eggs expelling the mineral zinc after they're injected with sperm-like enzymes. Federal law prohibits researchers from fertilizing eggs with actual sperm. The flashes, which appear as a halo around each egg, happen a few minutes after fertilization. Previous mouse experiments demonstrated that these flashes were more intense for higher quality fertilized eggs. If these fertility fireworks are also indicative of egg quality in humans, a question the Northwestern team intends to investigate, doctors could non-invasively select the best eggs for in vitro fertilization, end of quote. The spark of life is Jesus Christ, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Note, every man, even at conception, and those with more light are always the best. Jesus Christ is life and life more abundantly. He is the light of the world, most literally. Could it be literal? Could Jesus and the holy word he gave to us have actually known something that modern science is just now stumbling over? The answer, of course, is a resounding, unquestionable, glorious, light-giving yes. God is light, and he fills all things, which includes the universe and even our mortal bodies, end of quote. God said, Psalms 33:6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, John 1:7-9, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. God said, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. God said, Matthew 6:22-23, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness. God said, Psalms 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Man said, the Bible has no relevance in today's enlightened world. Knowledge is our God. Our science will show the way. Now you have the record.